Defined as a deficiency of energy, protein, and other nutrients that can cause adverse effects on the body, shape, size, and composition, the way it functions, and clinical outcomes, malnutrition can refer to under- or overnutrition. But in relation to Malnutrition Awareness Week, in this report, we're focusing on those who are undernourished. Most malnutrition here in the UK is disease-related, although some social and mechanical factors can also have an impact, and it's more prevalent than you might think. Joining me to discuss this is Ruth Harvey, a Tynemouth-based registered dietitian. To start with, anecdotal evidence suggests a great many of us are unsure as to the role that dietitians play. So could you explain what a dietitian does?
Dietitians are health professionals. We're qualified to give nutrition advice to either prevent ill health or to help improve pre-existing health conditions such as diabetes, food allergy, people with kidney disease or bowel disorders. We practice in many fields. Often we're associated with hospitals, but we work in the community, the food industry, in catering, sports nutrition, public health and the media. We work on an individual basis to help them improve their diet, or we can work with groups, and we also work with businesses where we have an advisory role, helping to interpret the nutrition science into practical advice and help.
In this interview, we're looking at disease-related malnutrition. How might we better understand that term?
This type of malnutrition often stems from loss of appetite and unplanned weight loss due to an illness such as maybe cancer, dementia, or lung disease such as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. It's either the symptoms of the illness or the treatment that means the person eats less, or it can be that the illness itself means that they burn more energy and their energy requirements are more. Another cause can be a person's social circumstances, and weight loss results in loss of both fat and muscle mass, and this adversely affects how the body functions and the person's health outcomes as well as their quality of life.
How many people live with disease-related malnutrition?
Data shows that in communities across the UK at any one time, more than 3 million people are malnourished or at risk of malnutrition. So we often associate malnutrition with people in other countries and developing worlds, but actually we have a high percentage of people in this country, and 93% of those people at risk are living in the community.
In your experience, do the national statistics reflect on what you experience locally?
Possibly the national statistics are likely to be an underestimation of numbers here in Devon, because we have a higher percentage of older adults. So in England and Wales, the average of people over 50 is 35%, but here in Devon, it's 45%. With an increased life expectancy, you're going to have a significant higher number of people suffering from malnutrition, depending on their overall health. So as we age, we're more likely to have health conditions that impact our nutritional intake. And so having an older population, we are probably likely to have more.
Which groups of people are most at risk?
It can affect a broad range of people. So it might be people with chronic disease, such as the COPD that I just mentioned, or possibly cancer, people with progressive neurological diseases, maybe dementia or motor neuron disease, MND. It can be people that are acutely unwell in hospital. Also those who are frail and weakened by frequent hospital admissions that can lead to them becoming malnourished, and also people with neurodisabilities such as cerebral palsy or learning disabilities. And then you have people that have difficulty swallowing, which impacts their nutrition intake, such as sometimes following a stroke, people have difficulty swallowing.
What are the consequences of disease-related malnutrition on the person living with it?
Those living with disease-related malnutrition will often feel weak and tired, and they'll struggle to do their basic activities needed for daily living, such as washing and cooking, because of the loss of muscle mass often, and that they haven't got enough energy in their bodies because they're not able to eat enough. Their immune system will be weakened, making them more susceptible to common viruses and other infections, and they'll recover more slowly from illness as well as surgery, so wounds might take longer to heal. They'll be less able to take part in social activities, as well as treatment for any illnesses they might have, such as taking part in physiotherapy. And they are also at risk of increased falls.
What are the challenges you face locally treating disease-related malnutrition?
Here in Devon, the first challenge is identifying everyone that's in need of support, including those needing ongoing follow-up, possibly after discharge from hospital. And dietitians can play a crucial part in helping these patients.
How can someone listening to this interview tell if they or a loved one is living with disease-related malnutrition? And what should we do if we are?
If you've lost weight in the last 3 to 6 months, or as you say, a family member or friend has, and it wasn't planned, then you should seek help. Also, if you have ongoing nausea or vomiting or another upset in your gut that's impacting on your food intake, then seek advice from your GP.
If you are malnourished or at risk of malnutrition, how important is it that the underlying cause of the malnutrition is determined?
It's important we consider the underlying cause, because there's multiple reasons that your appetite might be reduced or you might be having difficulty eating. And a discussion with a dietitian or another health professional can help identify these issues and look at treating the cause and also tackling the symptoms. Sometimes unplanned weight loss can be a symptom of illness, and it might be the first sign that the person's unwell. And that makes it really important that it doesn't get ignored, so that the underlying cause can be explored.
Where should we look online for further help and support?
There is a self-screening tool available at a website, malnutritionselfscreening.org, where you can input your weight and your height. Height's quite useful, or an estimation if you're not sure. You've aged a bit and maybe less tall than you used to be. And there's also more information and fact sheets that can be quite helpful on malnutritionpathway.co.uk. But your first point of call for advice is your GP, and they will be able to refer you on to the appropriate health professional. And also, they have social prescribers available, which are like a well-being coach, and they can link you with local organisations and community groups that can support you in other ways, such as delivering meals or helping with transport, community lunches, maybe helping with IT, so you could do your shopping online, which are all ways of getting support to help you improve your intake. So they're a really good resource as well.